The Bellman equation in the previous lesson wrote V as a recursion, but for a cyclic MDP, it left you with a fixed point equation, not a number. Policy iteration is the first algorithm that actually computes the optimal policy. It works by alternating two steps, each one a direct use of what you already know. Evaluate the current policy, solve its Bellman expectation equation, then improve the policy, act greedily with respect to the evaluation. Keep alternating and the algorithm provably converges to the optimal policy in finite MDP. It is the cleanest mental model for what improving a policy means, and the evaluate then improve pattern is the template that almost every later RL method imitates. This lesson assumes you know the MDP fully. You can read P and R off the table. That is the planning setting, the topic of all of phase two. Phase three will rebuild these ideas from samples when P and R are unknown. The two phases, policy evaluation. Given a fixed policy pi, compute the value function under policy P at state S for every state. This is exactly the Bellman expectation equation from the previous lesson, solved. For small MDPs, you can solve it as a linear system. For larger ones, you iterate the update starting from V at iteration 0, A0, or anything, and stopping when V stops moving. The update is the right-hand side of the Bellman expectation equation, and the limit is the value function under policy AE. The math guarantees this. The Bellman operator under a fixed policy is a contraction with constant gamma. So V at iteration K converges to the value function under policy pi at rate gamma to the K. Policy improvement. Given the value function under policy pi, produce a new policy P that is greedy with respect to it. Concretely, at each state, pick the action with the largest action value. The right side is the Bellman optimality style step, computed using the current, the value function under policy pi. For each candidate, action A, you compute the immediate reward plus the discounted expected the value function under policy pi at the next state, then take the action whose value is largest. The result is a new, often improved, deterministic policy. The algorithm and why it converges. Policy iteration just alternates the two steps until the policy stops changing. Two facts make the algorithm correct. The policy improvement theorem. If pi is greedy with respect to the value function under policy pi, then vpsi. The value function under policy pi at state s for every state s. The new policy is no worse than the old one anywhere, and strictly better in at least one state unless pi was already optimal. Each iteration of the loop monotonically improves or preserves the value at every state. Finitely many deterministic policies. A finite MDP with ESUI states and AO actions has exactly AOKOSWA deterministic policies, often a huge number, but finite. Monotone improvement on a finite set must terminate. When the loop terminates, pi mwesh K Walsh 1, Xwell's policy at iteration K means greedy improvement does not change anything. The policy is already greedy with respect to its own value. That is exactly the condition for the Bellman optimality equation to hold, so the final policy is optimal. Worked example, a two-state, two-action MDP. Here's the smallest interesting case where policy iteration changes a policy. Two states A and B, two actions, stay and switch from each state. Deterministic transitions, gamma equals 0.9. Initialization. Start with the silly policy PM0 ESOLOS, always stay in both states. Each state then loops to itself, so the value computation is trivial. Improvement. Iteration 1. Compute QP. SA for each action at each state and pick the argmax, so pi bar 1 equals A, stay, B, switch. already smarter, from B jumping to A pays 2 immediately and lands in a state worth a lot. Evaluation, round 2. Solve the Bellman expectation equation under pi were 1. Improvement, round 2. Recompute the argmax with the new v pi 2 tuau a stay b switch x pi 1. The policy is stable, so by the termination rule, pi 1 is optimal. 2 iterations, 1 to flip a single action, 1 to confirm. That is the algorithm. On a larger MDP, the same loop runs longer. The steps are identical. Why this matters when you use AI? Policy iteration is the template, not just an algorithm. The pattern shows up everywhere. Generalized policy iteration, GPI. Almost every RL method can be described as some flavor of estimate value, then improve policy greedily, then repeat. Value iteration, next lesson, is policy iteration with only one sweep of evaluation per improvement. SARSA and Q learning, phase 3, interleave the two steps sample by sample. Actor-critic methods learn an explicit policy, actor, while a critic estimates value to guide it. The GPI lens makes the family resemblance visible, the planning versus learning split. Policy iteration as presented here assumes you know P and AR. It is planning. The same evaluate then improve idea works without a model if you can estimate values from samples instead, which is exactly what phase 3's TD methods do. The architecture is the same. Only the value estimation step changes. Approximate policy iteration for big problems. Real state spaces are too large to enumerate, so V cannot be a table. Replacing the table with a function approximator, a neural network, and the exact evaluation step with a regression to a Bellman target gives approximate policy iteration, which underlies a large fraction of practical deep RL. Lesson 9 will sketch the function approximation move. This lesson is the exact template it scales up. The biggest single mental model from this lesson is evaluate, then improve, repeat. Internalize that, and most of the algorithms in the rest of the track read as variations on a theme. Common pitfalls: forgetting that policy evaluation is itself iterative in general. For small MDPs, you can solve the value function under policy PI as a linear system in one shot, but in the typical case, you iterate the Bellman expectation update to convergence. The outer loop, improve, evaluate, has an inner loop. Bellman sweeps until V settles. Assuming you need full evaluation before improving. A practical variant called modified or truncated policy iteration does only a few Bellman sweeps per improvement step and still converges. The next lesson's value iteration is the extreme case, exactly one Bellman sweep per improvement. All three are GPI in disguise, picking ties in the argmax inconsistently. When two actions tie in Q, any tie-breaking is fine for the math. But be deterministic across iterations, or you can chatter forever in practice. A common rule is stay with the previous action on ties. Mixing up the Bellman expectation and optimality equations. Evaluation uses the expectation equation, sum over actions weighted by PI. Improvement is a max over actions, with the value function under policy PE, from the evaluation step plugged in. The two equations from the previous lesson play distinct roles inside one algorithm, treating policy iteration as practical at scale. With millions of states, the evaluation step is intractable in its tabular form. The planning setting in this phase is exact and small. The function approximation move in lesson 9 is what makes the idea scale. What you should remember: policy iteration alternates two steps. Evaluate the current policy. Solve its Bellman expectation equation for the value function under policy PI, then improve the policy by setting the new policy at each state to the action that maximizes immediate reward plus discounted expected next state value. Repeat until the policy is stable. The full improvement formula is in the body above. The policy improvement theorem says greedy improvement gives a policy no worse than the previous one, better in at least one state, unless already optimal. With finitely many deterministic policies, the loop must terminate at the optimal policy. On the two-state, two-action MDP, policy iteration runs two rounds. Round one flips B's action from stay to switch. Q jumps from bar 10 to plus 11. Round two confirms the new policy is stable, with the optimal values at A and B settling at 10 and 11. Generalized policy iteration, GPI, is the lens that ties almost every RL method together. Estimate value, improve policy greedily, repeat. Value iteration, next. TD methods, phase three, and actor-critic methods are all variations. This lesson lives in the planning setting, P&R known. Phase three will redo the same evaluate then improve loop from samples, which is what makes RL work in the real world where you do not know the MDP.